Hey, there's nothing worse than getting lost in the traffic of an unfamiliar city. Back before the days of in-car navigation systems, I had to find my way from the centre of London onto the M1 at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. It was a nightmare. Now, I thought I knew where I was headed, but the roads are complicated, and what ends up happening is that you get swept along by the traffic. You want to head in that direction, but the traffic takes you in another direction because somehow you didn't know enough to get in the right lane. And in the confusion, it's easy to lose sight of where you're headed. So where are you headed? What's your destination? When your life journey comes to an end, where will you be? This is important stuff, right? Getting to the destination you want to end up at in life, in death, well, that's what really matters. But here's what happens. We get swept along by everything that's going on around us, and yet at times, we don't put ourselves in the right places, in the right lanes in life, if you will. We get lost in the immediacy of today's traffic, in the minutiae that sweeps us along, and the easiest thing in the world to do is to get to the end, only to discover you're not where you hoped you'd be. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. God did not choose us to suffer his anger. God chose us to have salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for us so that we can live together with him. It is not important if we're alive or dead when Jesus comes. God has an end point in mind for you. And it's not for you to suffer his wrath and eternal punishment. His end game for you is to experience eternal life through Jesus Christ. I eventually did make it onto the M1 heading north, but I had to stay focused and I had to believe that I was going to make it. If you feel perhaps that you're just being swept along by the traffic in a direction you may not want to be heading, then today is an important reminder. It's about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Just in case you needed reminding today, that's God's word. Fresh for you today.